Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Super Inframan.
1975, and it sounds it. Based on the music.
I was watching it. Stevie was in the kitchen doing something, and she started humming the music from the boat scene, like the rest of the night. The boat scene had like this kind of loop. But, okay, this movie is nuts.
Nuts.
I don't even know where to begin. I stopped taking notes. I tried to just take notes of stuff that was crazy that I wanted to mention, but then everything was crazy, and I wanted to mention all of it.
Yeah.
So if for some reason anyone out there is listening to this and hasn't seen the movie, go watch the movie, because I don't think we can do it justice.
It's so much going on. Now, this is like a Hong Kong movie.
Yeah, the Shaw Brothers.
A Hong Kong derivative of Japanese movies. It's definitely inspired by, obviously,
Ultraman.
When you look at it, there's a lot of like stuff that's basically lifted off of the movies. And I don't care.
Yeah.
They did well. They did fine.
The first thing I had to do was look up to see if this was like a TV show first, because I wasn't clear of what this sort of Science Patrol thing was, because it was like Science Patrol in Ultraman. And I was like, okay, is this a bunch of shows cut together? But I don't think it was.
No, I think it's one. I think it's one self-contained movie.
Because at one point, this scientist invents and creates Inframan. And then as soon as Inframan leaves after being created, some girl goes, it's Inframan.
Yeah.
But I guess
I did have a note about that. I was like, what? How do they know this?
So I guess Inframan in Chinese means Superman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess Super Inframan. I don't know. This is what the internet told me.
Okay.
Is that Super Inframan is like essentially translates to Chinese Superman. But I don't know how accurate that is. So maybe that girl is just saying Superman. I don't know. But this movie starts with utter chaos.
Yeah. So there's like this van of kids, like students, I'm thinking. It looks like they're all like a school van, maybe, of a bunch of kids. And like, I'm guessing, maybe, I was thinking like the bus driver heard their teacher, maybe, and these kids in the back, and they're all singing and the lady's looking back at them and stuff. And then out of nowhere, a Rodan type monster flies over the van and comes crashing into the ground.
And then disappears. And the ground, like the it's like a cliffside highway, breaks off and crumbles like in half.
Cut to a city on fire.
Yeah. So the model is, I'm assuming, is a model. I don't know. With the van, looked amazing. Where the road broke in half.
Yes.
And then the model on fire looked amazing.
Yes.
But then they intercut it with people running through like flaming buildings.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times in like the Toho movies and stuff and the Gamera movies, we'll see people running away from destruction, but it's like superimposed in front of like, you know, I don't know if it's like a split shot or like a comp shot or something. But these are like people running through flames. So like already off the bat, it's like nuts.
Right.
And then we get introduced to this base. It's like this is where I didn't know if it was based on a TV show or something. Because they just cut to this Science Central, which we're supposed to assume.
What we'll refer to as headquarters.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody's wearing these silver and blue jumpsuits.
Yeah.
And at one point, there's a guy in the same silver and blue jumpsuit in the fire, jumping and doing like with a kid in his arms, which is the dummy kid, which I loved. And he jumps off a balcony and lands feet first upright without falling over and hands the kid off to like the mom or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so are these guys from the science headquarters, are they superhuman. I don't know anything about these people.
Okay. One thing I picked up off of the Wikia,
okay,
is that this takes place in the year 2015.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's 40 years in the future.
Yeah.
Also, you know,
5 years in our past.
You know, the thing that you had said, yeah, obviously you recognized the fashion from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
The when you were saying that it says the equivalent of saying Superman, is interesting because there is like in the, like the poster artwork, there is a Superman S on it.
Yeah. And he's flying out from underneath it.
Yeah. So, okay. So we get to the headquarters and these people are dressed like a Bond villain henchman.
Yeah.
And, or random aliens from Godzilla movies. Mm-hmm. Or Science Patrol.
They're good outfits. I like them.
They're great. They're very shimmery. The professor is great. He's like, he definitely looks like this is an actor in a wig and a fake beard. And they kind of did like some gray color on his mustache.
Yeah.
And there's stuff going on, they called it Mount Devil.
Yeah.
And then Mount Devil crumbles away and reveals an actual like devil skull under the rock, mm-hmm. and also like a dragon head.
Yeah.
And the mouth opens. This we get the our evil lady.
Yeah. Now I had to, when I watched this and she introduced herself, I had to rewind, turn on the subtitles, and make sure I got her name right.
Yeah.
Princess Dragon Mom.
Yeah. So now where you're sitting, you go like, Game of Thrones totally ripped this off. Mother Dragon. She's the original Mother Dragon.
That's what Stevie said. Oh, she's the mother of dragons. And I'm like, sure. Love the outfit.
Now, in the original, apparently her name was Demon Princess Beelzebub.
Oh. So like a female Beelzebub?
Yeah.
That's great. I'm okay with both of those names. She says to summon the monsters to attend, and this is where I'm like, this is the greatest live action He-Man ever. Because there was like Rock Face and Lobster Man and Vine Guy, and they were all, and they're She-Demon, and She-Demon was kind of like the Evil-Inn.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's nuts. There's a bunch of just monsters. And I know we're pretty loose on this show with our, you know, categorizing what kaiju are. But, like we did Matango and stuff and we're like, sure, why not? But we actually got a giant monster in this movie. I was kind of expecting it would just be Inframan beating up these guys. But at one point,
yes,
we do get a giant monster later.
I loved when, so they get the message from Princess Dragon Mom, and the guy's like, give me a printout on this princess.
Yeah.
And so it's like this kind of thing where all information that people get on the monsters or the people, or even I think at one point Dragon Mom asked for information on, she asked for the information on Inframan. it comes in the form of a printout.
Yeah.
And I like how, like, I go, this is how they predicted the internet.
Yeah.
That it'd be a series of stuff you had to print out from supercomputers.
In 2015.
I wrote super race of humans lying dormant.
Oh.
Do you have any idea what that means?
No.
Smarter than the supercomputer. Is that who Dragon Mom is?
Maybe.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was trying to take notes. I'd have to pause it to take notes because there was so much craziness going on at every single moment that I
okay, so Dragon Mom was dormant for 10 million years and she wakes up and decides to conquer the Earth.
She's kind of like Rita Repulsa from the Power Rangers. She was like buried for like 3 million years or 5 million years and she has just a group of monsters. I'm wondering if this came before that. It probably came out around the same time. Because it has a very Power Rangers feel to it, as far as a dude in a suit, like a robot man or whatever, beating up monsters and then growing big and all that stuff. But the stunts, the fighting and the stunts are like super acrobatic and crazy. They're jumping around.
So basically that's the Chinese contribution is it becomes a kaiju movie with kung fu fighting in it.
Yeah, I told Stevie it's like it reminded me of Batman 66 and like Power Rangers or something. Like the fight seemed very Batman 66 where it's just like one shot and he's just running around punching people. But like every like maybe like fourth guy would be wired to like rigged to a wire and would just go flying off screen.
Wire leaping.
And
yeah,
it was just
totally
like
great.
Out of nowhere exciting.
It.
So good.
She has this great glove with a dragon head on it. She summons, it's like, you sit there, you go like, here are all, I've summoned all these monsters. And you're like, wait, but who's the hot one? You know, it's like the one that it's like, these are all these costumes, covered faces, and then one woman scantily clad.
She demon. The first monster to attack is this sort of like vine guy. I think he was my favorite looking monster. He kind of looked like a drippy swamp thing with like dreads. Yeah. And he gets big. He attacks the science building from underground, and they do what we love. We mentioned on the last episode is giant puppet arms grabbing at stuff. And this is probably my favorite use of it, because a lot of times you'll see a hand or a claw or a finger come into a room and kind of poke at people. This one wraps around the people and whips them all over the place.
Yeah.
Like the stunt guys are rigged to this vine and they get thrown into like the computer consoles and get hung and dragged, and it's crazy. This movie is nonstop.
Yeah, they're able to fight it with a circular saw.
Yeah, and that was cool too, because it like they cut it off and it's like gross like pus coming out of the
out of
the wound and stuff.
Yeah.
When the head scientist guy is trying to escape, it's kind of a shot of his crotch, and he had holes in his suit, and I'm pretty sure I could see his butt cheek.
The whole thing with also that when they cut the tentacle and the ooze was like acid or something.
Yeah,
because it was like it would eat away at things. And then he could regenerate in the spot. So he runs and goes, hey, so I have to create this Inframan. Hey, do you want to be it? And he's going to basically be fused to you in a way.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, okay, so I'm going to listen. You're going to have to go through the sufferings of hell and perhaps die. Is your mind made up? Sure. So then he does it. And he becomes Inframan. Thanks to the professor.
The Inframan transformation is really cool. I like the machine he's in where they like slide the kind of plastic doors over the body parts, and they have that big schematic on the wall above him and stuff. All of that was really neat. Dude, this movie's crazy.
And then he's Inframan and they're like, so how do you feel over there? And he immediately breaks up the lap.
Yeah.
To show what he can do. He just starts destroying shit in the lab, and it's like, hey, man, we just put this on you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe take it outside? What if we need to, like, do some tweaks?
And then he had the my favorite thing about him was when the scientist is telling him his skills, he talks about the antenna on his head, and the little antenna comes out like a car antenna from like the 80s, like the automatic thing. And I'm like, that looks ridiculous. Okay.
Inframan, definitely, it's such a ripoff on Ultraman that he even does the hand gesture signature laser shot from crossing his wrists together.
I noticed that too. Did you notice the vine monster when he was in just regular vine monster mode, like was just like wearing shoes,
like
the
sneakers?
Suit, like the suit stopped at the ankles and he was wearing like shoes. And every once in a while you could just see like white socks.
Oh man.
I know. And then I got obsessed with looking at all of the monster's feet. I just started giving weird names to these monsters. I don't know if they have names. I'm sure they do. I didn't look them up. But the lobster man I called Screeching Pea Mouth.
Hang on, why?
Because
I gotta find the name I give him.
Screeching Pea Mouth Monster Lobster Man. And he shot some sort of yellow pea thing out of his mouth at Inframan.
Okay.
Yeah, things like hairy face.
I called him Lobster Spider.
When he grew,
I kept going, why doesn't he use his claws?
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't know. But when he grows, that was a really good effect, and I don't know how it was accomplished.
How he grew?
Yeah. Like, it didn't look like just a zoom in that they superimposed.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was a really weird effect. And they did the same thing with Inframan. And their fight is great. Because Inframan throws him into after they grow, he throws the lobster man into the power plant.
Yeah.
And you think he's dead, but he's not. So as they're fighting, this hairy faced dude shows up. He kind of looks like I don't know his name, from the Muppets. The one that says Jack Not Named or Jack Job. But he looked like that. But every time he jumped, there'd be a slide whistle.
Is that Sweetums?
Sweetums, like, Sweetums. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's the one where they had a laser-to-laser fight.
Yeah, and it did the thing where the laser's going back and forth like they're trying to overpower each other. It's like a laser tug-of-war.
Then the guy flips into the water. There's a lot of, like,
flipping into water.
Flipping. A lot of acrobatic flips.
Yeah. Oh, he takes...
The she-demon also, we forgot to mention, has hand eyes.
Yeah, it's just like Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, Pale Man.
Yeah.
Which, there is a Japanese hand eye mythos. Tanomi, I think is what they call him. And it's that, yeah, it's like his eyes are in his hands.
Yeah, and that pays off later, those hands, when he, yeah. He squishes the lobster guy like a bug. And it oozes green.
Right. That was,
And then we get introduced to what I called Rock Face, because he looked like the Batman animated series Clayface, but he was rocks.
Okay. Rock Face, is he the one who's got the can opener hand?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Hulk hands, where it's like these just big, giant, oversized hands. He had one that was like a can opener and one that I think was a little joust.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't even know what my notes mean anymore.
Yeah, I know.
There's a kid who's getting attacked by a monster, and his shirt said dating on it. And then he's the kid that was hiding, and then he got a lizard in his hair.
There's Superman for Man gets an upgrade at one point in the middle. And he gets basically rocket punch.
Yeah, they call him Thunderball Fists. And he can shoot them like rockets. And then also inside was a blade that would tear monsters to shreds.
There's a part where the professor is working constantly. He's working like 24 hours just to support Inframan. And trying to figure stuff out. And there's a part where his daughter comes in and she's like, Papa. And he's like, oh, Mimi, what a pleasant surprise. And then just continues to ignore her. And he keeps talking about, like, this is the sacrifice I have to do. And you're like, you keep wondering, like, is this guy going to die? And then there's perhaps my favorite part is the big skeleton fight on the bone set.
The bone set. Okay. The establishing shot of that bone set where they come up. From the background, and there's this giant skeleton with horns, and there's those bone guys. They look like the skeleton crew from the new Mystery Science Theater. They're just standing all over the set. They're just sprinkled everywhere, and they're holding their staffs. Those guys are amazing.
Yeah, the staffs have like that bulb on the end of it that can blow up on impact, and it's great because they both use them.
Yeah,
like Inframan, like he'll get his hand on the guy, then he'll get his hands on, he'll use it, or sometimes they're using it on things and things are exploding. It's pretty great. There's a whole okay, so then what do you call that, that other guy who looks like I don't know, he's kind of a statue come to life kind of looking, like in some kind of ancient, he's almost looks like Daimajin, and he's
Oh,
got,
yeah.
he can breathe, he's fire, he has
He
this,
had a red mustache.
he had this fire that he breathes, but it kind of comes out like it's like an obvious, it's like a flame bar, so like
Yeah.
it's the fire, instead of like going in any direction, it's just like the length, but the fire is just kind of like going up.
I didn't name him. I just liked his red mustache. Her dragon boat was great. I liked the music during that part. The fire pit. We talk about that fire pit.
The trapdoor pit?
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
great. I think they call it a bottomless pit, but it's definitely not bottomless because at the bottom there's like lava.
Yeah.
And someone falls down there and immediately catches on fire. I think it's one of the science guys, but it's definitely like a little dummy doll thrown down a miniature pit. And it's
There's set stuff I
awesome.
love. I love Dragon Mom when she's got like, it's kind of like her desk, I guess. You know, and it's got this gold, like she's kind of like surrounded by this gold desk looking thing. And the logo on it, which is like a dragon over like a horned skull thing, is such a great looking logo
Yeah.
that I'm surprised that hasn't kind of like, you know, shown up a lot more for stuff.
Yeah. Or she devil. Wait, she devil? She demon?
Yeah.
She has that chair that like lasers people's heads, and then in the background
Yeah.
on the screen it has like the skull, which I'm assuming
Oh
she
yeah,
was.
the blue, yeah, that blue skull in the circle that then goes to becomes a brain and stuff.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good
I'm
stuff.
assuming that she was converting them into one of the skeleton Gru guys.
Oh.
That's what I took it as, but
Okay.
yeah, those were cool. I would, man, I would want to get my hands on one of those skeleton outfits. Those things are awesome.
They're great.
So the motorcycle, there's a motorcycle. There's a motorcycle chase. And did you notice like the Honda logo? I think it was a Honda logo, but they just put like gaffer's tape over the logo part. And you can still see the wings sticking out of the side. Like they spent so much money on this movie making costumes and stuff, but
They went for it.
they
They
couldn't
totally
paint,
went.
they couldn't like paint out the Honda logo. They just stuck gaffer's tape over it. The motorcycle crashes into Rockman. I don't know what that means, but it was
Oh, okay,
probably
good.
awesome.
I called him Drill Guy.
Okay.
He sends the motorcycle into the drill guy.
Oh, that's right. He jumps off of the motorcycle and it's like they just took the costume with nobody in it and
Yeah.
just threw the motorcycle at full speed into the costume. The movie is so fast-paced. All the action is great. Lizard Warrior. That must be the guy. I don't know who Lizard Warrior is.
Guy with blades.
Oh my gosh. So then he has these rocket shoes which somehow propel him feet first.
Yes.
And he just kicks the crap out of everybody.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's almost like when they make those fake karate flying kicks, where like they'll do like the POV of the feet going up towards someone when
Yeah.
they do those kind of comedy bits.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
And then She Demon gets her hands cut off.
Yeah, with his super blades.
Yeah, and it's her blood green or like her nubs are like, I forget. But then she gets kicked into the pit. She does not make it. She burns up immediately. Okay. I think these guys are my favorite guys.
Okay.
Are the Slinky
They
Bots.
kind of reminded me, yeah, they reminded me of that one, the way their heads were shaped. It's like that one kaiju that's like, that looks like one of those guys from the Tiki Room.
Yes, these guys are amazing. So it's crazy that there's two of them. They built two of these things. Maybe they had one for because they thought they're going to destroy it or something. But anyway, there's two of them. And so their arms do that sort of flying guillotine thing where they rocket out and then come back. But then their heads do it too.
Yeah.
And the effects are really good, and I'm sure it's all like in the editing, but the stuff that Inframan does with these guys, where he grabs like one guy's head and throws it over like a beam in the ceiling, and the dude's like hanging there like he's, you know, like a noose, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just like kind of bobbing up and down while the action's happening around him. It's crazy. I don't know anything about the Shaw Brothers, but I want to see more of these Shaw Brothers movies if they're like this.
Yeah, I thought that their heads were reminiscent of the X from Outer Space.
Oh, Gilala?
Yeah. Is that where, that's what his name is?
Yeah. Remember the kids named it?
Right.
Like a school of kids? I don't know. But those slinky bots were
like great. Flying saucer heads. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then again, you know, you live by the slinky appendages, you die by the slinky appendages.
Yes.
It can only keep chopping head off.
Inframan gets frozen. He gets kind of, what's her name? Princess Dragon Mom goes into a cave. He goes to follow her and he gets sprayed with frozen stuff.
Yeah.
And what's weird is as soon as he gets frozen, first of all, he looks sad when he's frozen. And then you can see where the actor looks out of as soon as he gets frozen.
Oh.
Like you could see like the eye holes are underneath the bug eyes, and you could kind of make out where the human face is just based on frozen
cool.
Kind of flocking. I don't even know what I have two more notes. I have no idea what they mean.
Oh, let's hear them.
The first one is cool throwing fox. Oh, thawing fox. Wait, what does that mean? Cool thawing fox. Oh, that's autocorrect. That's FX. So when he was thawing out and he was like kind of, it was like he was standing there and it kind of had like a superimposed thawing effect. I thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
And then sliced to bits is my last. Oh, I know what that is. That's Princess Dragon Mom. How she gets taken out, Gairon style.
Yeah.
Or Gauss, when Gairon sliced Gauss into like chops of like cuts of beef. That was great. He sliced her into little bits and that was it. She died. So Super Inframan wins. How are you on notes? Do you have any more notes?
No.
This movie I really liked and I'm contemplating looking at our top five.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Hold on.
But I don't. I need to double check. Because a couple weeks ago, or a couple shows ago, we added Destroy All Monsters.
Yeah.
At the number four spot. At the number five spot is Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. It's movies like this that make me wish that we had a top 10 instead. Because it's such a, I mean, I don't know. I think this movie, like Frankenstein Conquers the World, was so surprising and kind of caught me off guard. I knew it was going to be crazy just based on the pictures I saw, but I didn't know it was going to be nonstop action. There's no story to this movie. It's literally she wants to take over the world with these monsters and he's going to stop them.
She shows up and yeah.
I mean, the movie, so I watched it on Prime Video. The movie is beautiful. Every single frame of the movie is that like widescreen, like really bright, like kind of like pastel-y, I don't know, Technicolor look to it. And the print is really good. It looks real clean. And you can, the sets are amazing. The monsters are cool. The effects with like the slinky people and the giant vine, like all the interactivity with the skeleton crew getting, you know, punched and getting tossed out of the way by like wires and stuff. Like everything is like put together really nice and it's really fun from start to finish. And I mean, if you can squash this, I may put it at number five.
You saying it would boot Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla?
That's the tough thing.
No way.
But I'm looking at this and I'm like, we have two Godzilla movies on there now, or three. And I'm like, as our top five goes, do you want more variety?
This doesn't make it in just to create variety in the top five.
Yeah.
This is my argument is this. It is fun.
Yeah.
And it is nuts. but a lot of it is just derivative.
Yeah, I
And you kind of you I don't think you can give it as much credit because of that.
but I would recommend it to everyone.
I would totally
And
recommend it to
it's one of those
everyone.
ones where I feel like I think right now our number six is War of the Gargantuas. I think that's what got bumped down when we did Destroy All Monsters. So I think this is hovering around there somewhere too.
I
Like if
don't think
there's
it would
a
be War of the Gargantuas either for me.
like if there's an invisible if there's an invisible top 10 or a 6 through 10, I think
Sure.
for me this fits somewhere in there. Like
Yeah,
it's
I'd give that to you.
seven or six, but
Yeah, it doesn't break five. It can't
yeah, I
break.
just
Yeah,
want
I
more
can't give
people
it
to
five.
I want more people to know about it though. So I'm gonna have to like keep it
Oh.
in my memory banks
Right.
of hey, it's available on Prime if you want to see something nuts.
Right.
There was
Yeah.
no point, like I mentioned last episode, where I kept falling asleep during Son of Godzilla. This movie doesn't have a dull moment, but it's just
Right.
literally a series of action. It's just not.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's different. You do judge it on a different thing. There is like the as far as like there's not as far as like building, so we take up the things that we love in kaiju movies. Building destruction, it's kind of not what this movie does because these are all human-sized for the most part. And the only time that they're fighting as giants, they're kind of in remote areas. It's just like power lines and stuff around them. And so it doesn't quite, I think it doesn't completely scratch the top five kaiju itch.
I'm fine with it.
So yeah, I don't think I it it should break it at all.
Yeah. Plus Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla has King Caesar, so I can't forget that. So
Yeah,
I'm
and
fine with it. I'm fine with it. But it's for me it's up there. It's one of the weirder movies. It's kind of a nice change of pace.
yeah, it's kind of like just like in a way like a great tribute to kaiju movies.
Yeah. And the effects are really good. There's some good model work. There's sometimes where I'm like, I think the people are standing in a model, like there's like shots of like the science guys outside of their headquarters, and there's like a satellite dish behind them, but I think that's just a set, where it's like maybe a 5 foot tall. It's like forced perspective. But I really enjoyed it. I hopefully by this time that by the time this episode shows up, that people will see the pictures on Instagram and Twitter, and be interested to go check it out, because I'd like the people to watch this. Yeah, I very much enjoyed it. That's all I can say about this movie, is it's great and it's nuts.
Yeah, it's worth watching. It's a good time for sure.
Yeah. All right, you want to talk about next episode? It's one
Yeah.
we discussed it, I think, when we first started the show, whether this was on our list or not. I am going to, by the time you look at this or listen to this episode, it will be on the list.
So there it is.
It's happening. It's happening no matter what. But we're watching the original. I'm assuming the original, right? That's what that didn't, we didn't say. But we're watching The Blob. Just want to make sure that we're talking about the Steve McQueen one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're watching The Blob. One of my favorite movies. And I'm excited to talk about it. It'll be fun. So look forward to that. Head over to kaijupod.com and you can watch the movies along with us there. You could also get links to our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So, until next time, this is impossible, right?
No, I just read because I have one. I do
Oh,
have
you have
one.
one?
I have one saved note that when we passed it, and I was like, "Oh, I should just save this for the end."
All right, so Jesus Christ, this movie. Okay, so until next time, man, I really have nothing. I really have nothing. Can I do that? Can I just say nothing? I have nothing.
Yeah. I had nothing last time.
Yeah.
And I, what did, I forgot what I said.
Yeah, you came up with something. So until next time,
I'm going to steal clothing from the clothing line.
Yeah, I'm going to go, well, I'll go buy a shirt that says dating.
Until next time, I'm going to condition his memory, blend it with a scientific intelligence, increase reception, and eradicate resistance.
Wow. How'd you miss that note?
I didn't. I didn't miss it. I was like, but sometimes when we do this and then we get past, we go past something, I go, and it's like, you got to make a decision. Do I back us up or do I throw this in when we're, because at the end, there's kind of a notes free for all.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's all my notes. And I was like, yeah, that's all my notes too.
Yeah. All right, I'm excited for next episode. This episode was great. I think we've had a good string of episodes after Gamera Super Monster.
Boy,
I think after that one, we're like, okay, we need some solid movies. So.
The palate has been cleansed.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes, and all right, that's all.